February 12th, 2023. It's a Watt for Pedro show.
I still fooling around with the guitar.
No, man. I got it at home. I had a little time after that. It was a companion for me before, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I still have it. It's, I think eventually I'm going to get, I'll probably get into it because, after I start composing, then I'll know what I'm looking for. And I'll be able to use different instruments, which I have around the house to help me compose, see? Because I bought a sitar since I saw you last, too. And, I still got the harp around there. And after I get my several modes of composition together, then I'll be able to go to these different instruments, you know, with something definitely in mind.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show. Happy Sunday. Started off John Coltrane talking to Michael DeRuiter on December 1st, 1962 about guitar. He got one in Glasgow. Never learned to play it, but he got one. I think he was pracking sax at the tell, and the fucking other patrons were belly aching about the sounds. So maybe quieter. Then L1011, brand new, Two Views of a Secret. And because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention, all the way from Whistler, Canada, Brother Christian, L1011. Welcome aboard yet
Hello,
again.
Thank you so much for having me back already.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to celebrate your new release, right?
Yeah, thank you. You know, I'm curious. We'll talk a lot about me because that's why I'm here. But I'm curious, are you worried you're going to run out of Coltrane material at some point?
Well, my iPod device, there's, I think I 700 tunes.
Oh, jeez.
And then I got 2.5 hours of him speaking. And so sometimes I'll put excerpts of his spiel. But
yeah.
Even if you loop it, 700 tunes, a couple of lifetimes. I mean, this guy, you know, so many gigs and so many recordings. And really, 15 years, right, or something of recording worth. 20 if you count some of them bootlegs, like with Dizzy Gillespie. But he packed in a lot of music.
Yeah, he sure did.
I'm just always learning from him. And if some stuff is a rerun, it's sort of like the I Love Lucy show, maybe, where they're okay.
Yeah, it's all right to watch.
Or Perry Mason over and over again. Never goes to the jury, right? He makes him stand up. I did it! Yeah, okay. Okay. Anyway, but that's a great question. Great question.
Oh, well,
I want to ask you, it's about what do you think of this new L1011?
Well, it's absolutely phenomenal.
You know who used to be like that? Was the Hooskers, especially Bob Mould. You know, every record
would
ask him, it was the best one ever. Yeah, his guy never had doubts.
I like that. I like that confidence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I really do. I'm really, really psyched on this one. I really am. But I'm not, I've been doing this for so long, and I know you have too, that now every time I put out a record, I just like, yeah, well, here it is. I don't have these, I don't have expectations. I'm just putting them out. I don't know.
They are like opportunities to try different shit.
Yeah.
And did you get to do that this time? Try out some different shit. I remember you were talking about wanting to try out some things. Like
Well, for sure. Yeah, I definitely did. Like one of the things that was new for me was I discovered this little device, I guess you'd call it. It's a tiny little bow, and it's called a Picasso. P-I-C-K-A-S-O, like a pick, Picasso, but also like the artist. And you use it on acoustic guitars, and I have an acoustic fretless bass guitar. And you slide the pick, how do I explain it? It slides in and out into the hole, but you're sliding it on the strings, and you're getting a bowed sound.
Yeah, arco.
But it's short, though. It's a short little note, so you mostly have to do kind of staccato. And so I found that if I did...
Right, they let you do the hole so you don't have to go sideways. You can go deep, and that way maybe be more accurate on the string and not get other strings.
Exactly.
Because we don't have our bridges, because the way a viola, violin, and a cello, they've got a bridge that's arched. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But ours are pretty close to flat, so it doesn't usually work.
Especially more modern ones. Yeah, they call it the radius people. And like old days, Fender P's were 7.5, but that's long gone. Now it's like 12, 19, 25 inch. If you can imagine a big old circle, that diameter, so you can see how the bigger the circle, the less the arch.
Yes. Excuse me.
Okay.
Well, I record
so
multiple
you repurpose this, baby, for bass guitar. That's bitching.
Yeah, like most people use it for acoustic guitar, but I do it on the fretless bass, and it sounds like a cello or something.
Yeah.
And then, a bunch of tracks in a row with a little verb. It sounded like we had a string section. It was really kind of exciting.
But it was you on overdubbing on yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, like Petra does that with these loop machines. She can just start stacking up her fucking harmonies. And what
yeah, didn't you just do a record with her?
Yeah, I did an opera, Charlie Plymouth's libretto, Planet Chernobyl. It's going to come out in a couple months, and incredible. I mean, she did this since she had a four-track as a teenager, And one of the advantages of having perfect pitch, because she says that it's a bummer in some ways, like the fucking somebody opens the door and the hinge sounds out of tune,
Yeah.
I want to play some new White Domes.
This is the Reverend Hell. I'm eating a sandwich and getting a blowjob. I'm not really getting a blowjob. At least I don't think so. I just don't know anymore. Stop that ridiculous music. You know, friends, preaching is a heavy burden. Sometimes I wonder, should I turn in my collar? I'm confused. God keeps fooling me. Or is it the devil? But I'm so full of love, I know I have a mission tonight. And just because I have these nocturnal missions, it don't mean it's the devil's work. God still works while we sleep. I'm so full of love, it just runs over. You know, I saw the Reverend Al Green last night, and I heard him say, you didn't need money if you had love. And then he took off his shirt. I believe him. We must be as little children. Short attention spans. Mysterious hard-ons. Tears. Sudden mood shifts. Fuck you. Send money. All is well. God speaks through me. Hello, friends. This is the Reverend Hell, back again, bringing you no hope whatsoever. And brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, times have been hard in hell. That guy I was talking to, I found out he wasn't God after all. Who's preaching? Get rid of that guy. Cut the fucking organ. But really, everything's all right. Cheer up, friends. Amen. Praise God. I've been praying. Cheer up. Everything's fine. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Cassettes Oregon and peck spectral clouds. And something is missing. Something is missing. I'm willing to bend our knees, but willing to burst in a flame. In Washington State or a new cross gate. Always remember the failures, always remember, and tell us when you do. Tell us when you do. Our stereo's as cheap as it takes, our bookshelves full of mixtapes of punk and soul and damaged rock and roll. The go-betweens and supremes and chills and dills. Something is missing. Something is missing. Remember the lost bands that never had a hope. Checks and credits by Toulouse. It was scratchy, it was great. Unseen history of these bands, like a building built on fertile land. But I own their fanzine in the 45s, and I promise not to let them die. And in the scale of the world, we are like a heartbeat, our rotten teeth like cobblestones, and the pathway of forgotten things haunted all our favorite bars. Nurture heart our daydream scars. Something is missing. Something is missing.
Watt from Pedro Show. That chunk of music started off with L-1011. Brand new, White Domes. We'll get into the fucking tunes in particular. Richard Hell after that with the little spoken word. The Reverend Hell Gets Confused is the name of the piece. It was for Giorno, John Giorno, the poet, man, a friend of Mr. William S. Burroughs. Zebextri, I think is how you pronounce this. Save for the kids. Dr. Ray up in fucking Oaktown. Beautiful. You can parallel process people. When my face when mix of ennobled reception of the accelerator from Helena Cella. And then Comet Gain, the ballad of a mixtape. That's from Ms. Toby. Drummer Lady, right? The original Go Team. And Bikini Kill, they're going to do a tour soon. Balba Stereo Club with M. Takara, Adios Fidel. 99 Letters with Kido Airaku, Kato Hideki with Tolerance, Through the Window Pane from Mizutama Shobodan. Alex Paxton with E-Lollipop. Or is that one lollipop? Yeah, E-Lollipop, one lollipop. Yeah, true. Okay, I don't name them, people. I just play them. Shit in the... Here's a title. Here's a name for a band. Shit in the Midnight Mexican Highway. And they're out of Japan. So, you know, maybe something. I remember one time I was in Tokyo and the store was having a sale. Not just a sale, people. And the signs in the window was big fucking sale. Big fucking sale. Like 30, 40 times. And the signs got bigger and bigger. So you could get the idea. And this tune is What the Fuck Media. And finally, L-1011, New Year's Day. So where did you record the new album there, Christian?
We recorded it outside of El Paso at this incredible studio called Sonic Ranch. Okay. And it's, they say it's the biggest residential recording complex in the world, which may be true. I think there's 7 studios there, and you live there while you do it, and they feed you. It's fantastic. We actually loved it. We did 2 records while we were there. This was the summer of 21, I think. We did our last record that's called New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And then we did that in one of the studios. Then we switched to a different studio and did Valley of Fire. And the first song on Valley of Fire is called New Year's Day, just to really confuse everybody. But it was the same session. We did two records at once.
That's the tune I just played.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned it.
Okay. And that, by the way, off of the last album, not this new stuff. But it was recorded during the same time. Yeah,
New Year's Day is on the new record, is on Valley of Fire. And that's the one where I used that Picasso we were talking about. So it sounds like there's a string section, but that's me just overdubbing.
Little Arco on the bass there. You know what's good? That was fucking Paul Chambers. God damn, was he good.
Jimmy Harrison could do it too, but man,
there's some, I think in the old days, pizzicato, picking with your fingers, people, was only part of it. They wanted you to be able to be like a violin guy. Why not? More vocabulary.
Yeah, exactly.
Shouldn't be just Jimmy Page copying from that guy. I saw that guy, that band. In fact, I should have staged with him, The Creation. He looked like Sheriff John. Remember that TV morning guy for kids? He's dressed like that, and he looked like that, and he was playing. It's supposedly where Jimmy Page got the idea. Painter Man, they had these songs, Making Time. Check it out. They sound a lot. I think they had shared managers with The Who in the middle 60s, so they got similar sound. I remember the first time I played El Paso. You could see Juarez right across Rio Grande there.
Yeah.
And the club, it was an old Coca-Cola bottling factory. And they named it the Coke House. They said, you know what, maybe you should change your name. It's Especially, you know, probably, because the next time I played there, gig got scissored because of a bomb threat. But he brought in the, it was probably rival competition, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, Sonic Ranch is on a, pecan orchard. The guy who owns the studio also owns the orchard. It's weird. And, if you just, you could ride a bike to the end of the property and that's the border. Like there's, you ride right up to the giant ass fence.
Yeah, the river's right there. There.
You can see Juarez on the other side. Yeah. It's crazy.
Right, right. And but I've always had good gigs in El Paso. I love playing there. I think Miners, right? University of El Paso. So how many days there?
That's a good question. I don't remember. Maybe 2 or 3 weeks, something like that.
Okay, and then, like, since you got 2 albums out of it, it's like half of that. Okay.
Yeah, we did half in the Neve studio and half in the Studio A, I think it was called. It was great. We were recording Valley of Fire on the biggest Neve board in the world. It had, I forget, like 50 channels. It was Madonna's old board. And here we are, a little duo using 15 channels or something.
Shows the go. I've used the same interstates that her limousine might have driven on. Yeah. My gigs. You know, the boat got stolen. Like I got to tell you, I donated last month, 10 days, right? And then when I got back, it was wrecked, so the insurance company wrote it off. But look, we're at the end of the first hour, February 12th, 2023, Dish Wap Pedro Show. Special guest Christian Dunn. Hold tight, hour two. February 12th, 2023, it's the second hour of Wap Pedro Show.
Across the hill. Yeah.
for Pedro show start off the second hour with Arguing with Hurricanes, which ain't L1011, people. Cowboy is the tune. Anti-Strawberry after that with Lip Gloss. I think Brian J., who made an exciter for me. You know, a string exciter? I guess commercial name of one of them is Ebo, right? But they're not, spacing ain't good for bass guitars and stuff. They're made for guitars.
Using that anyway.
Yeah, really tough. I tried using, but Brian Day made me a custom made one, more powerful in the space and better for a Fender P bass. And God, he told me he just came up with one for a piano. I mean, this motherfucker, the magnets, I think, can lift a Volkswagen off of all four wheels and shit.
And anyway, wait, do you still have the one that he made you for bass?
Yeah, it was only last year. And in fact, I used it on two collabs with Al Margolis and Walter Wright and the Ponzi dealios. They did collabs. And it's a trip, man. You know, you just,
yeah. I use a regular guitar one. I just monkey with it till I get it to work. But I'd love it if you could get me in touch with that guy, because I'd love to get a.
I'll give you his email. He's a beautiful guy. He's up in the city, and I think originally Nebraska guy, but he's not just a music maker. He's also a electronic instrument maker, also. Beautiful guy. Oh. Anyway, this is his collab, Anti-Strawberry with Lip Gloss. After that, Cosmonaut and Creature with Big Laser Gun. Out of Alaska, Muskeg Mudsuck with Jesus Bring Me Home. And Duca from L1011. This is from the new stuff, right?
Oh, no, that's actually Missing Sons. That's my side project.
Oh, Duca. It's wrong name. I got to correct it because this is the name you put on the file. Missing Sons?
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Yeah, Missing Sons. I blew it. Sorry.
I remember you talking about Missing Sons. It's sort of there, like, with Arguing with Her.
What's that?
I remember last time you were on the show, you were talking about your side projects besides L1011 and Missing Sons and Arguing with Hurricanes.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. So how old is Duca?
Oh, just we put it out 2 years ago.
Okay, so it's kind of recent. Kind of recent.
Yeah.
And tell me who's involved with this one.
That's a drummer named Hayden Scott.
Hayden Scott.
And he's a ripper. He plays in this crazy arena band called Ghost. Actually, okay. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that because I think they're supposed to be anonymous, but they play arenas. It's kind of like Kiss meets the Misfits or something. They have costumes on and there's pyrotechnics and stuff.
Right. Kind of Cookie Monster, black metal or...
No. It's more pop, like very good vocals and stuff.
Well, I'm thinking of bands like Cradle of Filth and shit. The guy dresses like a Pope and shit. Is it that band? Guy wears a mitre and stuff.
It's very catchy, radio friendly. I don't know if they get played on the radio, but it's like radio friendly, like Kiss tunes. You know?
Okay, then. Well, Kiss. I think the first one they got a hit with was the ballad. Beth.
Yeah.
And Paul Stanley.
Did the drummer sing that one?
Well, you know, Paul Stanley said, you know, if he's such a good songwriter, why was that the only one? He thinks somebody else wrote it for him. Paul Stanley. Have you ever heard this shit where he's reading out of his own book?
No.
Oh, Peter. Peter again, you know. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Anyway, I saw them a bunch before they had an album out. They opened for anybody, so we saw Kiss 4 or 5 times.
Really?
So, remind us again about Arguing with Hurricanes.
Okay, so that was another side project that I did with a female singer named Zia, who lives in Norway. And we just put out a 3-song EP on Joyful Noise.
And is Cowboy part of that?
Yeah.
So it's kind of recent too then, okay.
It is, yeah, and that's Tal Bergman on drums on that one, who's a monster drummer.
And where's he from?
He's from Israel, okay. And he's one of those guys who's played with everybody. He's played everyone from Chick Corea to Billy Idol. He produced a Rod Stewart record. He's just one of those crazy cats, you know.
Yeah, but you know, music coming from drummer men, I'm always interested in that perspective because they're always relegated to some like side mouse shit.
Well, I relegated him to that in this one, but he was a great side mouse.
But you know what? You still benefit because he's had those other roles, like, you know, produced the Rod Stewart album. I mean, God, somehow that figures in, even though you had him on the Timekeeper thing. big picture. I tell you, these guys, some of them end up really good with movie. I was telling you about that.
Yeah,
Cliff Martinez.
He does that.
Cliff Martinez, right? The guy who played on the last Captain Beefheart album. He, incredible. You go to his website, all the movies. Because I think drummer guys got to get big pictures because the way they're treated by some assholes. Here, you gave me, what about Everybody? That's the name of Madonna song. I remember a long time ago.
Yeah.
Is this off the new stuff?
Yeah, so that's Missing Sons. Everybody is Missing Sons.
Oh, this is Missing Sons also. Okay.
Did I mislabel that one too?
Well, Cracks are where you find them. That one you have called Missing Sons, but not these other two. So I'll just fix it all.
Oh, jeez.
I'll just fix it.
Oh, thank you, man. I'm sorry.
And then people get to hear about me fixing it if they listen to the show. Here we go.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro Show at Chuck of Music. The wrongly named everybody. Actually, Mrs. Sun's people in A&L 1011. And you can't copyright or title Madonna, so I know you had a song. Holiday, Everybody, all that stuff.
Yeah, I ripped her off.
I think it was the last song on her first album. And then Evan Lebson after the Everybody with Echo Chamber. This is him with a stand-up bass in a old Ammunition magazine in Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's Dick Lloyd lives there, by the way. The only guitar player left from television. Evan Lebson, yeah, who's I got to know through Mike Baghetta, great cat. A Missing Sons after that, did get that title right. Or prod name right. The title is Cracks Are Where You Find Them. And is Missing Sons still an ongoing concern, or when you got time, or what?
Yeah, I wish it was an ongoing concern. Hayden's super busy. He's a studio drummer. And I've been super busy with L1011. And we always say, God, I wish we could do more or play live. And so it's someday. We're hoping.
One way, yeah. So when the opportunity, and then is it the same kind of status for arguing with Hurricanes?
Yeah, she's been really busy with her own projects, and I'm dying to do another one. Even Joyful Noise, you know,
does she make
our record label
music,
asked for another record, and we're like, yeah, as soon as she's ready, I'm ready.
Does she make music under her own name?
She does. It's called Zia Land is her project name, Zia Land.
Okay, and check that out, people. How did you get connected with both these people? Just end up playing the same gigs together?
No, actually, Zia, that's a crazy story. I'll try to make it kind of short. I was in a cab with my friend in L.A. That's how you know this was a long time ago, long before Ubers. We were taking a cab across town. We were actually from San Diego, so we were just going to Spaceland because we heard it was cool. And on
California
the way,
Dreams.
The taxi driver said,
you know, its original name was California Dreams. It's gay disco.
Yes, exactly.
I think the sign was out there for a while. But, you know, we're going to have to pick up on this story because we're at the end of the second hour. That's why I cut you off. I didn't know a more polite way to do it, Brother Christian. Yes, February 12, 2023, Dishwap Peter. So special guest Christian Dunn. Hold tight for our three. February 12th, 2023, it's the third hour of the Watch for Pedro Show.
We'll be right back.
Watt for Pedro show start off the third hour with The Time Knife from L1011. Then Infinite River, something brand new, this collab. That's the name of the project. I can't remember the cats involved, but they know how to play. They don't know how to name songs, though. This is called Track 1. Watt will play Track 2 next time I play them. Yeah, I got three tracks, and that's what they're called, track 1, 2, 3. Okay.
I like this
new piece, you know, you asked me about me and Petra putting out this opera. You know, it's got 15 parts, so the label says, how about on the back we list the tracks? I said, you know, parts 1 through 15, pretty lame. You know, okay. Then finally, L1011, Isn't Everything Enough? And this is from the new batch?
It is.
L1011.
New Batch, New Year's Eve record, but yeah. Kind of. That's so confusing, Mike. I have so many freaking records.
I know, but let me let you finish your thought about meeting the lady who sings and arguing with Hurricane.
Oh, a friend of mine and I were driving across the town in L.A. The cab driver said, hey, I got to stop and pick up a friend on the way. And we looked at each other. What? That sounds kind of sketchy. He's like, no, it won't cost you anything extra. Just a friend of mine. We're like, okay. It's kind of weird. So we pulled over and picked up now I know who it is, and he was just giving her a ride home because they were friends and she didn't have a car. And we started talking about music and physics and all kinds of stuff. And we just became friends. She actually came with us to Spaceland, hung out with us, offered to let us stay at her house that night, not non-romantically, you know, just a place to sleep. And we just hit it off. Really, really good friends. And then we started playing music together. And there's a big long story in there where she was a fugitive from justice and left the country for a while, but she's all good now. And we finally got to put out a record 20 right. years later.
It's 20 years. Damn.
Forever. So we put out three songs.
But it just shows you how music can be a trip. It can be a kind of thing that helps all kinds of stuff get connected. I love it.
Oh, it's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
Tell me about the Time Knife.
So that's a reference from a show I was watching with my wife and my kid called The Good Place. And it was it's the silliest reference. Without having to go too deep into what the premise of the show is, this guy comes back from having had this crazy out of body, going through a different time continuum experience, going to a different dimension. He said, yeah, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I saw. I saw time slowing down and speeding up at the same time. And Ted Danson is standing next to him. He goes, yeah, the Time Knife. We've all seen it.
That's the Cheers guy, right?
It just cracked me up, and I thought, that's a great song title.
That's the Cheers guy, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think something like that happened with Albert Einstein. He was on a subway train, right? He saw a train going past him and some guy with a clock, and that guy was getting close to the speed of light, and the time was slowing down.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe the speed of light to me is if you're in a train going the speed of light and you pass a house, you would see the front of the house and the side of the house and the other side of the house all at the same moment. It's like it compresses things.
Maybe that's the time spoon.
Ooh, yeah.
Or the fucking hashi, you know, chopsticks or something.
The time spork.
The spork, that's it. Yeah. Because people, we're civilized. We don't fucking fuck with time with our hands. you are a piece of me. You are a piece of her. I want to play this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Watch for Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Start off the chunk with L1011. You are a piece of me, and you are a piece of her. And I was enlightened while we were off air to this being actual tribute to something Brother Christian observed looking at his daughter and his wife, her mother. Accurate, right? Accurate.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay. When I say you are a piece of me, I'm telling my daughter you are a piece of me. And when I say a piece of her, I'm referring to my wife. Yeah.
So it's kind of a fundamental understanding that you pass it on early so she won't have to waste time figuring it out.
That's right.
No, she'll have to go through it herself anyway because that's where it gets the value, right? Even though you get learned. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird about it. The most amazing species of human beings. Crypto Phaser after that with the eponymous tune Crypto Phaser. Bob Stagner with Evan Lipson. You heard him last hour with that Man Alone in the Ammunition magazine, repurposed to a recording studio. Evan Lipson and Mike Baghetta. This is a project got a power trio out of Knoxville with Urgent. And in brackets, they got Yellow, part 3 of 3. And finally, Missing Sons. Maybe I'm correct here, but Cold and Sunny.
Yes, okay, I got that one right.
Cold and Sunny, you know, I'll tell you where this happened to what. I was in D.C. where the cherry blossoms are by the tide pool, Jefferson Memorial. And in California, you know, we're so spoiled, right? If it's a blue sky, it's warm. Fuck, there wasn't a cloud in the sky. It was blue as blue as blue. And it was peak cherry blossom season for Sakura right there. But when I took off my glove to take a picture with my camera, it was not warm. It was below freezing. It was colder than a witch's tit in a brass bra. So if you're back east, watch out with the blue sky. Because Cold and Sunny might be very accurate.
There you go.
Now, you tell me how you got the MO for writing that tune.
Oh, well, that song title is Hayden's. He came up with it because when he was working on it, that's what it was. He actually lived in, when we were making this record, he lived in Joshua Tree.
Ah, desert.
Where normally, normally it's hot as hell. But at that time, it was weirdly cold and sunny. So
well, night times can be cold. Night times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Really cold. Yeah. The desert is a harsh place, man.
I know. I mean, sometimes I think about living there, but I couldn't live in Pedro. But, man, it is kind of a, tough haul.
Yeah, we're spoiled. In Southern California, we're so spoiled. It's
big time.
Easy.
Big time. And not as many scorpions. Dave Katchen's got a studio, right? Sort of where that tell is, where Graham Parson had his last tub, sit in the tubs. And, what's it called? Rancho de la Luna. I was helping Larry Mullins record.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and he said, you know, after I left, that there's scorpions in there all the time. Okay. Okay. I guess the little ones just make you sick and don't kill you. So he came up with the title. What was it, like a diary entry or?
Well, you'd have to ask him. Okay. But as far as the music goes, that we were never in the same room at the same time on that project. We were just emailing stuff back and forth to each other because, you know, it was pandemic.
Sure.
So we were doing like everybody else was doing. We were
writing, like that 10 years before that situation. I've been doing that for a while, ever since, you know, bandwidth got so you could flow good stuff through
retransfer.
And shit like that. Yeah, I've been doing it a while. But it is a trippy thing. Like, who's going to go first? And then there's the response. And the good thing, I mean, there's pluses and minuses. Obviously, you're not in the room with the cat. But you do get to do buttloads of tries without shaming yourself.
Well, yeah, there's that, and you can make a record with someone who lives in Norway, which I did. Yeah, without buying a plane ticket.
You can make the impossible possible, yeah. Very, very fucking possible. Don't think that meant nothing to Buddy Rich tapes. Don't think that's not right. I'm going to get an all-band L.A. band tonight. Don't think that.
You're breaking my heart up there.
Yeah. I'm up there playing my fucking ass off. You motherfuckers are climbing all over this joint.
Clams!
Clams! He goes... goes, I could get an all LA band tonight. Don't think that's not possible, because that is very fucking possible. Again, the drummer speaks. I love that perspective. So now, why are you out of SoCal right now, since it's such a bitchin' place to live?
Oh, I went helicopter skiing in Whistler yesterday.
Okay.
So lifelong dream of mine finally came true.
So the helicopter drops you off on the mountain and you take the easy way down.
Yeah, well, you could call it that. Well, you have a guide, so the helicopter drops you off at the top, and you go down to a spot, and it comes back and picks you up and takes you to a different spot, and you repeat that six times. Although yesterday the clouds came in, and so the helicopter wasn't going to be able to fly much longer, so we only got to do it four times. I mean, not only. It was the best day of skiing in my life.
Yeah. What, was any music involved with this trip?
No, this was just pure fun.
No. You mean music ain't fun for you?
It is, it is. I misspoke. A different kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And record soon? No, you're going to have to tour these albums, right?
Yeah, I can't remember if we were on air or off air when we talked about it. You said you probably aren't going back out till the fall. I think right. We're going to wait till the fall also. We normally tour in the spring.
Yeah.
But, man, this last tour we did, it's just so busy out there. Like, every band in the world is on tour. So it was really hit or miss for us. Like, some of our shows were great as far as the amount of people that came out. And some were, but we were drawing, like, half what we normally do. But the enthusiasm was great. It was super fun. But we decided maybe we'll just chill for the spring and just let everything settle down.
Maybe you got time
to
do some side projects.
What's that?
Maybe you got time for some side projects in the meantime. Anything
I do,
you do.
I just need all these other musicians to get back to me. They're so flaky.
Okay, motherfuckers, do it, because I want to play it on the fucking show, and I want to invite you back so you can rap about it with me.
Yes, please.
Okay, love it. Love rapping. Bass brother Christian, we keep on keeping on, right? People, it's
been
February 12, 2023. This is what Pedro should keep you powdered, right?